Okay, I believe yesterday's shir went a little bit farther than the calendar was. It was supposed to stop in the middle of Yud Gimel. We went to the end, so we'll truncate today's shir a little bit, and we'll just pick it up and do Sif Yud Dalet. So we're talking now about when a person is going to intentionally take off their talis. In tomorrow's shir, we'll discuss what happens if it accidentally falls off, what the distinctions are. We're up to Yud Dalet now in Simon Ches. Says the Mechaber, in Pasha Taliso, we're talking about now where you took it off intentionally. Asil Hayadaita Lachzor, even if your intention is to return Lehisasebo Miyad, immediately to put it back on and wrap yourself in it. Sarek Levarach, you have to make a new bracha, Kashiyachzor Vyisatebo. When you make a new bracha, when you put it on again, you have to make a new bracha. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Vav. Sarek Levarach, you have to make a new bracha. Afizin Nishra Lav Talas Katan, even if you took off your Talas Gadol, you're still wearing your Talas Katan. Ve'afizin, even if in Tekaf Nis'atevo V'lo Shina Mekonu Klal Ben Nisayim. And even if you put it right back on immediately, you didn't change places. As we saw previously, that Shini Makom, just like in Hilchos Brachos, could cause a new requirement for a bracha, like it's a Hesech Das. So here's the note, you didn't change. The pshit, the gufa, hefsek, hubazev, because taking it off itself terminates it. That is the end. I'm the el simon. This is katan lamet aleph, ma shikasam nisham. So there we pointed out, let's go back and see that was a machlokis. In lamet aleph, he said, dachvonim cholkim al zeh, usmir lehu, the pshita, lo havi hefsek, lukui alma. The taking off is not a hefsek. The ina dom lamasha kosa from mechabrusif yudal, that's today's sim. The pshita havi hefsek, so what's the difference? The hossam over there, meaning where we are right now in Yudalid, lo hayadaito b'shach bracha shi'ach shitenu v'yachter v'yubash. You didn't have in mind, you can take it off and put it back on. Aval hach, but over here back in Yud Beis, hayadaito b'shach bracha alav yishas ha-beged ha-shein. You had in mind to cover the second beged. That's what the Mishnah is referring to over there. Okay. Then continues now the Mechaber. Back in Yudal, the Mechaber says, Yeshomrim, some hold the she'ein mevarchin im hayadaita lachzor lis'atevo, that you would not make a new bracha. You took it off. If you had intention, you're going to be putting it back on again. So what does that mean? Says Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Zayin, she'ein mevarchin afilu im be'es hapshita lo nishar alav talas katan. According to this opinion, even at the time you took off your talas gadol, you were not wearing a talas katan. So now you are totally without a talas on. V'chein pasko achronim, so too the achronim agreed with Pesach. V'atam v'yishon hu, what's the reasoning behind this opinion? The cave did the ace hapshita, the time when you took off your talis, how you died to take up luvash, you have in mind, you're going to put it right back on. V'chein off, that's what you did. Lo have hapshita hefsek, that's not considered to be a hefsek. At this point, we'll do the deer shoe in 52. How long? How long taking it off is going to be a hefsek or not? I took it off just after going to the bathroom now, or I took it off, the famous place where this comes up is on Yom Kippur, when you have a break, depending on how long the davening is, how long your break is, but you have a, could be for a few hours. So it says the Dirshin in 52, Bashir Hazman, what's the amount of time here? Shul Achrab Tzorech Lachzul Levorich, Kishalobesh, Shuvet HaTalas Sheposhto, do you have to now make a new bracha when you put it on? Skot HaShulchan Orach HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe writes, Shehu Shtayim Oshlosh Shals, 2 or 3 hours. He brings from going to Arlen Steinman, that Hevi Maisim Echazun Ish, Sheharid Es Taliso, Bahavsaka B'Yom Kippurim. So he took off the talis in the break in Yom Kippur. Bahavsaka Nimshecha Lepachos Shtayim Bechet. He's got 2.5 hours. Lacharecha, Safik, he had a Safik, in Tzarech Lachsu Levarech Lobirsk. He had a Safik, he didn't do it. So it could be he's working off this gather of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that 2 to 3 hours. So, if you're 2.5, so, well, 2 hours is a hefsek, then it is. If 3 hours is, then it's not. So then maybe that was a suffix. I'm just trying to talk it out. Maybe that's what it was. From Chacham Vad Yosef, we have Chuvas, whereas if you're taking off to go swimming for a few hours, it says certainly you would make a bracha when putting the talis on back up. Okay, continuing now inside the Mishnah Berurah, we're up right where it says the 52. Even if you did a shine makom, you took off your talis because you're about to go into the bathroom, or any other thing you're taking off for a minute, you're walking away and you're coming back. So the fact that you change location, that's not a hefsek. You're putting it right back on. The ain is all the mashi hiskimu hapoiskim besimin chaf al chaf hey. That's going to be talking about hilchos tefillin, and we're going to see why there is a distinction made in halacha between taking off your tefillin for to go to the bathroom, maybe taking off your towel to go to the bathroom, right? Besif yud beiz ayin sham mishnebrum. The im poshet tefillin adait elikanes lebeis akise. If you took them off not to go to the bathroom, heavy hefsek ayidezeh. So that is a hefsek. Why is that a hefsek? I don't hear it wasn't. The shiny hosuk, because my tefillin is different, came in the base akise, also but tefillin, have a hefsek gomer, because you're not allowed to wear tefillin while in the bathroom. Whereas, technically speaking, you could wear a talus in the bathroom. But Rabbi Solovsky and others have pointed out that really, me'ikar hadin, if we don't do this, we do not do this, but me'ikar hadin, one would be allowed to urinate while wearing tefillin. It's just desiccating is not allowed. Make a hadin by that. But again, we do take our tefillin off for the basic kisei. Masha ein kain, metalos, the medina ein osir. So technically speaking, speaks out Mishnah Berurah, that technically speaking, we don't have to take off our tzitzis. Since I didn't have to take it off, it's not really a hefsek. I could have gone in, it's just it's miucha tefillah. So for it's not bekavadik. Rak the einu nochamasos kain, it's not the proper derecher to walk in the bathroom with your talus on. Okay, therefore, lo have a hefsek, I did that. That's why it's not a hefsek, because I really didn't have to take it off. I remember going back, Rabbi Simon Shear, I don't mention who asked the question, but we were talking about this din, and he says, so, okay, Rabbi, according to that, then you shouldn't go into the bathroom wearing your hat and jacket. It's also miyuchat tefillin. Miyuchat tefillah, right? So you wear a hat and jacket for davening. So Rabbi Simon, without hesitation, says, no, that's not miyuchat tefillah. You always wear a hat and jacket. Okay. Good, right, back into the Mishnah Berurah. The doll, you should know, the in the ace of Shita, lohavi daita, lilbosh miyad. At the time when you took it off, you didn't have the intention to put it right back on immediately. Rakla after is his mom, you're going to wait a little bit of time. The asha after is a chozer, but then you changed your mind. But it's asi bobiyad. So you thought you were going to keep it off for a while, but then you changed your mind, you put it on right back away. In that case, everybody, you have to make a bracha because the sod is, you didn't do what you had in mind. You did not have intention to put it back on right away. Even if you still were wearing your talus cloth, you'd have to make a bracha. To take up the spatu as the law of HaMitzvah, because it terminated it once you took it off. Because in Hesach, and so too, explains Mishnah Berurah, the same thing would be the opposite. If you're planning on putting it right back on, and then it was a long break, actually, till you put it back on again. Therefore, gam bezeh l'chuli am b'tzorech l'afsu l'vorech. So in this case, too, you would have to, yes, make a bracha. Afini inisha Allah talus kotzen. Even if you were, wearing your talus kotzen, you still would have to make a bracha on this. Okay, then continuing now back up on top in the Ramah. He says, v'yesh omrim, some say, davka kishe nishar alav talus kotzen. Again, this is dafka in a case where your talus cotton is still on, and that's our minhag. So what does that mean? It speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, the bottom in Laman Ches, dafka kishinishar, specifically talking about a case where you have your talus cotton on, dafkonim poskir kash yeshomrim hazeh, and the achronim agree and follow this yeshomrim, right? There's actually two yeshomrims in this mechaber, in the Ramah. So but we hold like the second one. Ah! Demaske the Hayesh Omrim Hazeh Lo Ayri Rakish Posh Hatalis Haya Bistoma. Right? Vachain Amrina the Inisha Allah Talus Cotton, if you kept your talus cotton on, Vadaino Hisiak Daito Min Hamitsu, and you didn't have a Hezek Hadas, you didn't remove your mind from it, didn't get distracted, Ubi La, but if not, Mistama Hisik Daito, then we would assume that you yes had Hezek Hadas, and that would terminate the bracha and you have to make a new one. But you specifically had intentions, you're going to put it right back on. You do not have to make a new bracha when you put it right back on. If you're not wearing a talus cotton, because you had a mind to put it right back on, that's what you did. Became the hefek, and similarly the opposite case. It would not help in the case of preventing you from having to make a new bracha that you're wearing a talus cotton. Moshe Kasav Lamal, as we wrote earlier. The near it appear. Te'im poshet osa betoch tefillah. If you took off, again, willingly, not that it fell off, you willingly took off your talus in the middle of davening, afilu bistama havi kemosh poshet oso al das lachsor. It's as if you took it off with intention to go and put it back on. But let's say you start folding up your talus. So no one does that. You know, you drape it over the chair, you put it down on the seat of the clothing cabinet, you folded up your talus, right, to put it back into your talus bag. That's really, the umdana is the reason why you fold it up, because you're not planning on putting it back on. So in that case, that would terminate it, and if you were going to put it back on afterwards, after you fold it and put it in, of course, you would definitely have to make a bracha. Okay, I think we're back on schedule now, and Amir Tashem, tomorrow's shiur will pick up with Se'if